Aurora Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Roadhouse Mystery, written by Nolene Jenkinson and read by Olivia Beardsley. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Aurora. Chapter 1. Holly Duncan grudgingly reached out a hand to stop the bedside alarm in her cabin behind the coach roadhouse. Some mornings lately, she found it hard to face the day. Yet another anniversary, the fifth now, of her mother's disappearance in the district, had quietly arrived and slipped by, although not unnoticed. Almost daily, she wondered how much longer she should stay here in this country community, working at the roadhouse, hoping for word, suspecting that, on the law of averages, if there was ever any news, it would most likely be bad, not good. To how she would deal with that if the moment ever arrived, she had never given any thought. She craved an answer, but also feared it. After her feet found the floor and carried her to the bathroom, an invigorating shower washed away the cobwebs. Dressed in her waitress uniform of black shirt and trousers, Holly tied on the full blue roadhouse apron bearing her embroidered name and an old stagecoach logo, pulled on the comfortable sneakers that cared for her feet all day. She bunched and wrapped her auburn hair in a light, colourful scarf, pulled on her favourite long, thick jacket, slung a carryall over her shoulder and, in quick strides, braved the pre-dawn chill in the walk across the yard to the private back roadhouse entrance. Using her staff key, she let herself in, snapping on lights as she made her way down the hallways past the warren of storage and cold rooms, bathrooms, and her boss Gracie's office. Years of routine and her senses stirring led her into Sid's warm, bustling kitchen. She inhaled the aromas of fresh-baked bread, sweet treats and full breakfast preparations for which her other boss, the roadhouse cook, was renowned. "Morning, Sid." She gave him a quick side hug. Brother and sister, Sid and Gracie Townsend, single middle-aged children of hippie parents, for decades now had held the fort in their roadhouse kingdom. 5 years ago, they had not only taken Holly in and given her a job, but almost instantly became her surrogate family. Their unconditional affection and support was offered from the first moment they met and learned her identity and circumstances. With his back turned frying bacon.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?